Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
I want to go straight to New Zealand because there has been devastating midsummer floods there. Like, you expect things like this to happen in winter. Remember our bad flood, the last really bad flood we had here was 2009. It was November of 2009. You expect floods to happen that time of the year. You don't expect devastating floods in high summer. And the city of Auckland has, just have a look. Have a look at the video and the pictures online and the TikToks and Instagrams of what's happening in Auckland. It's horrific. Really, really horrific. And sadly, there's a number of people dead. I want to go there because Cathy O'Sullivan, known online and known to her friends as Cathy Coo. Cathy has lived there now for nearly 17 years, originally from Carrigaline. She's a journalist. And Cathy's living in New Zealand now for nearly 17 years. And she joins me from Auckland. The worst you've ever seen, Cathy. You never seen anything like it. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. No, never seen anything like this in 17 years. Actually, never saw anything like this in my entire life. It was phenomenal. So it started about Friday evening, our time. We had some rain during the day, and then it just got worse and worse and worse to the point where I couldn't see out the window. And I knew it was bad in the west of the city. I could see on the news there was images of people, you know, swimming out of their houses, but it hadn't hit our part of the city as bad at that point. And then it came just thundering down here. It was just, yeah, like nothing I've ever seen before. It's honestly like we've been hit by a tsunami or an earthquake. You know, you never think water could do so much damage, but walking around, you know, even today with my dogs, when I took them for a walk around the place, just saw, you know, the local neighborhood tennis court, and it's just smashed. It's just covered in trees that have just fallen down from a cliff face above it. You know, another area where I take the dogs for a walk, just, you know, boats up on rocks, you know, people's houses just, you know, just smashed glass. You see sofas on the sides of the roads everywhere because people's belongings are just out in the streets, just skips everywhere now. Just lives destroyed, basically.
Wow. What about your own house? Did you have any damage?
We were quite lucky. So our house is up on a hill. So in terms of inside the house, we had no flooding, which I'm so thankful for because so many of my friends have had the insides of their houses destroyed. But we have had a pretty major slip or a mudslide down the back of the property. So that's been quite worrying because it's coming quite close to the house.
Yes.
So I've been keeping a close eye on that over the last day, and we've got some more heavy rain coming tomorrow. So, yeah, a worrying couple of days ahead watching that.
It's supposed to be summer in New Zealand.
Well, I guess, you know, all over the world, you know, you're seeing that what you think is summer, autumn or winter is not quite summer, autumn or winter anymore. So, yeah, it usually this time of year, you know, we'd be at the beach sunbathing or out in the water and enjoying the sunshine. But right now, just, you know, you need your wellies and your umbrella everywhere you go at the moment here.
I see there's a humanitarian effort, community effort getting together as well. Food being gathered and bedding and clothing and things.
Yeah, well, you know, so many people have been, you know, have just literally overnight found themselves with nothing because a river has come through their house. So all of their clothing, all of their beds, you know, everything that you'd have in your kitchen is just destroyed. You're not meant to touch it if flood water has come through because it could be contaminated. So, yeah, local communities around the place are just asking for people to go and get, you know, bread or cereal or fruit and veggies just for to make up food parcels for people that have nothing.
And what kind of community supports are there in the New Zealand system for people at a time like this?
Oh, there's a variety of supports. So there's the Ministry of Social Development that can provide cash payments for people who urgently need things, like it might be car repairs or to pay their rent or for, you know, just to get themselves sorted. And then there's, you know, community efforts as well. So there are a variety of support, but, you know, it's kind of harder for some community groups, especially if English isn't their first language.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of efforts being made to reach people that might not know what support is available.
We forget, yes, New Zealand is a mostly English-speaking country, but just like any other country in the world, there are diverse populations there.
Absolutely. I think it's like 1 in 4 people here in Auckland have not been born in New Zealand. I mean, myself, I'm not born here in New Zealand. Obviously, English is the first language for me. But there are like lots of people from different parts of the world who would struggle with the language.
Reaching out to them is really important. Sadly, I see 3 people dead and 1 still missing in Auckland.
Well, they found the body of the last person who was missing. So there's now 4 dead. So, yes, good for his family that they did find his body in the end. But, yeah, now up to 4 deaths. And, look, it's really sad. But to be honest, I'm really surprised there's not more people dead. Like, if you saw the torrents of water that were here, it's just phenomenal that, you know, thankfully, only 4 people and tragically lost their lives.
What are the weather forecasters saying? Is the worst over now?
They're saying the worst is over. So we had something like 3 months of rain, or a whole summer's worth of rain, basically, in a few hours on Friday.
Wow.
But there is more to come. So we've got a red warning watch, a red warning level for tomorrow night here in Auckland, which is one of the highest levels. So it's not meant to be as bad as Friday, but, you know, when the ground is already so sodden, you know, there will be a lot of nervous people whose properties have already been hit by slips. Yeah. And, you know,
have you concerns yourself, Cathy, with that mudslide out the back?
I am keeping a close eye on it. I mean, I didn't really sleep much on Friday night or Saturday night because I was just a bit worried about it progressing further. But our foundations go pretty deep, so we should be okay. But it's not nice to see all the plants that you've put in falling away.
I know your partner was caught in the airport for hours. Is he back with you, or has he gone to Vancouver? Where's he headed?
Yeah, so he thankfully got off to Canada last night. But yeah, he spent 16 hours at the airport. He was meant to be flying out on Friday night, but like thousands of other people, he ended up staying at the airport for the night. And some other unfortunate people actually spent 2 or 3 nights at the airport trying to get a flight. But the whole of the airport was flooded. The whole of the ground floor was just like a swimming pool. So they had to close the airport and they couldn't let anyone in or out.
Well, when you think of Cork Airport, Cathy, up on a mountain.
Yeah, for sure. There's a lot of being in Cork, that's for sure.
Listen, you stay safe out there, all right, and thanks very much.
Thank you. I appreciate the call. Cheers.
Cheers, Cathy. Cathy O'Sullivan, living in Auckland for the last nearly 17 years now. She's a journalist. She was with the Echo as a sub-editor and then emigrated 16, 17 years ago, lives out there now. Frightening. If you look it up, the pictures and the video from that part of the world, absolutely scary. And it's the summer. It's the middle of summer.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.